of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Friday, June 2nd in the headlines. Attorney Gabriel Christian warns of the alarming situation in Dominica, with arrests and prosecutions eroding human rights and creating a culture of fear of a budding one-party state. Virgin Atlantic has reaffirmed its commitments to the Caribbean and introduced inter-island flying, and the ongoing tension between China and U.S. continues. But China is being urged to talk after officials said a Chinese fighter jet flew dangerously close to an American aircraft. The news is brought to you. Compliments, Courts Dominica Limited.
Your vision is our mission at Courts Optical. Shop today for up to 25% off. And with Ready Finance, pay nothing for 30 days. Book your free eye examination appointment online at www.courtsoptical.com. Your vision is our mission. Up to 25% off your completed eyewear. Only at Courts Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply. See in store for details.
Attorney Gabriel Christian says the electoral situation in Dominica is alarming and concerning. He states that it is disheartening to see that investments in the country have not yielded positive results for the people who have put their faith in it. Instead, they have been met with arrests and malicious prosecution, which have only served to erode their basic human rights. He noted that the suppression of freedom of speech is a clear indication that the country is moving towards becoming a one-party state, which is a dangerous path to tread. The culture of fear that has taken root in Dominica must be addressed urgently before it becomes even more entrenched. Christian emphasizes that it is imperative that the people take steps to ensure that their voices are heard and that their rights are protected.
So we are asking the government people now to resign, to begin to resign, because the hammer is going to come down on you. You cannot continue to run a criminal enterprise in the middle of the Caribbean, enabling people who have links to terrorism, people who are involved in money laundering, giving our country a bad name. We've spent our entire lives, my friends, defending Dominica, promoting Dominica, trying to improve Dominica's image, sending investment to Dominica, and all we get in return for the good people who try are arrest, malicious prosecution, the eradication of freedom of speech, and the culture of fear that is the hallmark of a one-party state. They speak to you in whispers. The police officers who speak to us, they said, these guys are crooks, you know, they're stealing. They're passing drugs and guns, but we cannot talk. This is the culture we have in Dominica right now.
Attorney Gabriel Christian. UWP member Annette Sanford opines that the Minister of Health and the Prime Minister of Dominica often make claims of exceptional healthcare systems and infrastructure, but in actuality, a proper healthcare system is deficient in the country. She alluded to a recent occurrence in which nurses opted to step down from their employment duties due to the adverse conditions and circumstances and the many challenges they encounter.
Many times we hear the Minister of Health, the Prime Minister say that we have the best healthcare system in Dominica. We have beautiful structures, but we lack a proper healthcare system. Our nurses are crying out, they're struggling. Just last week, about 13 nurses about to resign, and many more will come. When your family goes to the hospital, what is going to happen to them? How many times, maybe some of you who are hospitalized go to the hospital and call out to a nurse, and they don't respond to you because there's staff shortage. They spend maybe a whole day at the hospital patients without seeing a nurse, maybe just to get the vital signs on or the medication, but nothing else. This is what our healthcare system is like. Places in Marigot, what happened to the hospital in Marigot? Almost 4 years now, we cannot have that hospital in Marigot. What about Portsmouth? What's happening to the healthcare system in Portsmouth? How many of you have visited the Portsmouth Hospital? This is not the healthcare that we want for our people. And this is happening because we consistently put in the people who do not care for us and the people who impose themselves on us.
According to Sanford, the ultimate responsibility for the actions of those in positions of authority lies not with the officials themselves, but with the general population who consistently participate in the democratic process by attending the polls and casting their votes in favor of these officials. She has urged the Dominican people to alter their voting habits in order to secure higher quality healthcare systems and overall improvements for their respective communities.
And sometimes I don't want to say and blame Scary Pino today. I blame you, the people, who keep on going to the polls and keep on putting up X by the name. If you want better healthcare, and if you want better for your communities, you will vote differently. You have the freedom of choice. You have the power within you. And therefore, Dominica depends on you, not on the United Workers Party, not on CCM, not on Scary. Dominica depends on you. And therefore, I encourage every one of you, those of you listening via the social media, those of you who refuse to come here maybe because you're afraid, now is not the time to be afraid. We have to take our country back. We have to bring better back to our country. And it is only through every one of us.
UWP member Annette Sanford. Dominica Public Service Union General Secretary Thomas Leta contends that the people of Dominica are currently being exploited and have to some degree permitted themselves to be used and abused by others. He expressed perplexity at the persistence of certain individuals who refuse to advocate for their rights for reasons of fear or their desire and hope for favors.
I believe Dominicans are being taken advantage of, and Dominicans are allowing themselves to be used. I cannot understand why people continue to say that they will not stand in defense of their rights because of certain things. You may not be the recipient of certain favors or benefits because of your position on certain matters. But if that is a sacrifice, and I say if it is a sacrifice we have to make, why don't we make that sacrifice? Because it is not being done for us only. We have seen a number of years, it should be about 45, we got independence in 78. So this year, it's 45 years since we were granted political independence. And there are certain things that has not changed over the years. And one of the major ones is our whole electoral system.
Leta opines that expeditious measures are not being implemented to guarantee that the people receive their desired electoral and campaign finance reforms. He noted that the prevalence of animosity in the society has facilitated a phenomenon whereby certain individuals close themselves off to information regarding pressing societal dilemmas.
It appears to me that there is no immediate effort to ensure that we have electoral reform. I believe existing among the citizens of Dominica is a high degree of hatred. People hate each other. They hate some people. And because our hatred for certain people is so great, we shut our ears to what they are promoting, what they are advocating for, and therefore we make sure that we are not part of any efforts on their part to bring about certain changes to certain things which we see are wrong, even if we are convinced the things are wrong. And that is where I have an issue. So I believe we are in an environment where the hatred or dislike of our fellow countrymen is so prominent that we shut our ears and we close our eyes to anything that will benefit us once the calls and the recommendations are coming from certain people or from certain organizations or entities which we so dislike.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leta. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says the government is going to put a more robust and transparent process in place to facilitate the approval of Haitian work permits. In this regard, he says a task force will be established as early as next week to review the outstanding applications and address the issue of work permits. He says this also applies to other citizens.
We're not opposed to granting them the work permits, but it has to be done orderly, with the proper documentation, you know, that the documents are not fraudulent documents, and that we do not place the people of Dominica at a risk or a disadvantage when it comes to our engagement with other countries and entities. But we won't be deporting the Haitians if they don't have a work permit now. And they're working, and so we'll facilitate the work permits, and we'll put a task force in place maybe hopefully by Monday or so, Tuesday or so, by the latest, that task force will be named by me. And they will go through the applications and, in a systematic, transparent manner, recommend the approvals of work permits for the non-nationals who are resident in Dominica. We'll take care of them. But it has to be done orderly and in accordance with the laws of the country as well.
Prime Minister Skerrit and Chairman of the Comité pour Etude Creole Raymond Lawrence says CAC is working on a national Creole language policy. This policy is meant to create a roadmap for the future direction of the language in Dominica. He was speaking at a ceremony marking the 42nd anniversary of CAC.
The policy will provide guidelines for the use of Creole in different domains, media, justice, system, church, schools, etc. After this policy is drafted, we hope that Cabinet can approve and adopt it so that the country can use that policy as a guide for the future development of the language.
In other news, Virgin Atlantic has reaffirmed its commitments to the Caribbean by launching inter-island flying, making a wider variety of island destinations even more accessible. The announcement comes as the airline is set to fly from London to more destinations in the region than ever before, as well as offering over 150% more seats in its premium cabins compared to 2019. From 14th June, Virgin Atlantic will be the only UK airline allowing travelers to easily hop from Barbados to Grenada or St. Vincent on its own planes, providing a reliable full-service option for island hopping. The new inter-island services are said to provide both international and local customers more opportunities to explore the Caribbean and each island's unique personality. And there is ongoing tension between China and the U.S. after U.S. officials said a Chinese fighter jet flew dangerously close to an American aircraft. CBS Morning's Elizabeth Palmer has more.
Pentagon video from Friday shows what it says was the Chinese fighter jet approaching and crossing just 400 feet in front of the U.S. reconnaissance plane. Then turbulence rocks the cockpit.
Our planes were flying in international airspace on a routine mission. Chinese pilot took dangerous action.
But the Chinese say the U.S. plane had deliberately intruded on a training exercise. It's not the first close call like this. Last December, Pentagon video shows a Chinese fighter apparently coming within 20 feet of an American plane.
These close encounters reflect a basic disagreement over who controls the airspace over the South China Sea. China says it does. The U.S. and its allies say no one does. And American military planes routinely patrol it to support the position that it's open to all. But this is no time for risky confrontations. China has just refused to let its defense minister, who's under American sanction, meet the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin this weekend in Singapore.
I think that's unfortunate.
So currently there is no direct contact between the Chinese and American armed forces.
So that, you know, we have a way to talk to the Chinese about incidents like this one that could lead to miscalculation and misunderstanding and maybe getting somebody hurt.
Meanwhile, U.S.-China relations remain chilly and the skies over the South China Sea hotly contested. For CBS Mornings, I'm Elizabeth Palmer in Tokyo.
And that's the news, but first a recap of the headlines. Attorney Gabriel Christian warns of the alarming situation in Dominica, with arrests and prosecutions eroding human rights and creating a culture of fear of a budding one-party state. Virgin Atlantic has reaffirmed its commitments to the Caribbean and introduced inter-island flying, making a wider variety of island destinations more accessible for international visitors. And the ongoing tension between China and the U.S. continues, but China is being urged to talk after U.S. officials said a Chinese fighter jet flew dangerously close to an American aircraft. The news is brought to you, compliments, Courts Dominica Limited. I am Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when...